Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, November 23rd, 2014. Pastor Paul Tolberg. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
God's word for our meditation has to do with sheep and a shepherd. This is what the Sovereign Lord says in Ezekiel chapter 34. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them. So I will look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries. I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements of the land. I will tend them in a good pasture. And the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land. And there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my dear friends, we kind of like this part of God's word. It has that beautiful picture that pops into your brains of the shepherd caring for the sheep. Sometimes we have a picture of the shepherd with the sheep over his shoulders, the black sheep over his shoulders walking along, or the shepherd in the carrying a sheep in the arms, or a shepherd leading a flock. Those are all wonderful pictures. God says that, and he says, I am the good shepherd. And we love that picture. The name of our church is Good Shepherd. I like being called Pastor Tolberg because pastor reminds me I am a shepherd. But there's a part of this that's a little bit odd. And we're going to be looking at that because this is the question that's going on through our minds. And if it's not going through your mind right now, it will one day when you are on your deathbed. Now, when I was younger, I never thought about my deathbed. The Lord brought it smack up to my face when I was a teenager, and I had to think about it. Since then, he's done that a couple of times. He puts things in his word to prepare us for not just this life, but also for going home to heaven. And this is one of those things. But I wonder if you caught how odd this was, this reading here. We get so swept up in the emotion of that picture that we have in our heads of the Good Shepherd that we sometimes forget. I'll read it again, just highlighting some of the things. Starting, I myself will search for my flock. I like that. It says, God is looking for me. I will look for my flock. I will rescue them from all the places where they've been scattered. So God is my rescuer. I'll bring them out from the peoples, gather them from the country, bring them to their own land. He knows who I am, no matter where I might be on the planet. I will shepherd them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines. It doesn't matter where. God is always taking care of me. I will tend them with good pasture. He's going to provide for me wonderful, healthy meals. There they will lie down in a good grazing place, and they'll feed in rich pasture. I will tend my flock and let them lie down. There is absolute safety. There is peace. Wow. No fighting. Wow. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strays. I will bandage the injured. I will strengthen the weak. but I will destroy the fat and the strong. Whoa. Wait a minute. This is where the picture of a shepherd kind of goes wrong. If you were listening to this and you were a shepherd in the old days, you would have said, wait a minute, what's up with that? The Lord has this flock that he's gathering. It consists of injured and wounded and sickly and weak and feeble sheep. And the strong ones are marked to be culled, to be cast off, not part of his flock. What's up with that? No shepherd does that. You keep the healthy ones, you get rid of the bad ones, but not the good shepherd. The good shepherd uses his word to remind us that we are in need of him, that we are the ones who are sick and wounded. We're the ones who have hearts that are broken and hearts that are afraid. We're the ones that constantly want our own way and not God's way. We're the ones that have a very narrow vision of what God wants to do in this world. He came to seek and to save the lost. And you and I are among those. And he did it. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. And then he did something that no one's ever done before. He raised himself back to life again. And based on that promise, remember last week? Based on that promise, you and I can walk into death with our heads held high, saying, Lord, I'm ready to go home to heaven, not because this is easy, not because this is not scary, but because I know that you lived and you died for me, and you rose again for me, so I too will be raised just like you promised. But what about these fat sheep? I'm afraid that many of us are fat sheep. I'm a fat sheep. You're a fat sheep? I hear God's word all the time. God has called me into a position where I study God's word and am fed God's word all the time. Every week you come and you worship. You're fed God's word all the time. You're around other sheep. You're not troubled by them at all. Why? Because you're part of God's family of faith. And you know what? We become very, very fat on God's word. Sometimes we get lazy with God's word. Sometimes some Christians say, well, you know, I really don't need anything other than what I got already. God, I'll see you sometime and when I get closer to dying. Sometimes people say, well, you know, God has taken such good care of me. You know, I can just go through my life and do what I want to do instead of what God wants me to do, because I put in enough time for God. I squeeze out that hour every week, well, most every week. Oh, well, kind of every week. And I do squeeze out some time to pray, a quick prayer before I eat something or at least on Thanksgiving maybe. Some people go through life thinking that, well, God owes them a wonderful life and they're chock full of his blessings and thank you very much, God, and I'll get around to you later. God has very little to do with fat sheep. God doesn't want the fat sheep because the fat sheep don't need him. So what are we going to do? You and I have a tendency to be fat sheep. We had this strong draw to be part of a place where we are just calling our own shots and we're not following what the Lord says. What do we do? The Lord says, go again to God's word and find out what God, the good shepherd, did for you and remind yourself. Remind other Christians of this one unchangeable fact that Jesus, the good shepherd, lived in our place and he died for our sins so we could become one with God. Who has believed our report, God says? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? All of us like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. So he did not open his mouth. He was taken from prison, from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. You shall see the travail of his soul, and you shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. When you and I were baptized, we were baptized into this person, the one who lived and died and came back to life for us. So on your deathbed, when you're at night wondering, am I going to make it? Am I going to be one that God cares for? Or am I going to be cast off? Don't go looking at yourself and what you've done for God. Look instead at what God has done for you. In Jesus Christ, so let us live on this glorious last day of the church year. In his name, amen. And now may God's peace, which goes beyond all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds. In Christ Jesus our Lord, amen.